This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. We are here to take your phone calls about whatever you want. Dial in toll free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. Main feature of the site allows you to influence the stuff that we will talk about here on these radio waves. Now, I say influence because I don't want to make any promises, and I don't want to make it so that when you submit a story and it ends up getting voted to the top, that we'll guarantee to talk about it, because sometimes we can't make any guarantees on this show. Sometimes we'll open the phones up right in the beginning of the program. Someone will call in and take us off on a train that we never expected to ride on that night. It's just the way things happen with an open phone show. But the website allows you to go create an account, which is free, of course, and then you can submit whatever kind of content you want from the Internet, whether it be a YouTube video or a news article or a blog post. Whatever you think's interesting, whatever you think our listeners might like, you submit that to the site, and then other listeners can vote on whether they like it or not. And the most popular stories will make it to the front page of the website. And sometimes that means that we're more likely to see them, and so therefore more likely to talk about whatever it is. In fact, the second story on our site right now is where we're going to start tonight. Police officer has been kicked out of a local cafe in Oregon, Portland, Oregon, because he's a police officer. The story from Fox News. The Red and Black Cafe is no place for a man in blue. Police officer James Crooker was asked to leave the vegan coffee shop in Portland, Oregon last month, a discriminatory move but not altogether uncommon at the Java Joint, according to a detective. Crooker, 36, a two-year veteran of the force, entered the Red and Black Cafe, that should have been a clue right there, on May 18th and bought a cup of coffee before a customer approached him and said she appreciated his efforts. That's when John Langley, one of the co-owners of the collectively managed shop, approached the cop and asked him to leave. Crooker left immediately. It was the first time something like this has happened to him in his nine-year law enforcement career, he told the news, the Oregonian newspaper, saying that the places I've been kicked out of before have been places like the methadone clinic. You're there to protect them, but on the other hand, they don't know what that involves. Being gracious is a part of it. Detective Mary Wheat, the spokesbureaucrat for the police department in Portland, characterized the incident as a fluke, but noted the city's ongoing tension between the police and some members of the community. This is Portland, she said. We've been dealing with that for years and years and years. This is a very liberal city. We have anarchists here, and we deal with them on a regular basis.
You have anarchists in every city across America, I'm sure.
The coffee shop attracts homeless individuals and activists, the newspaper reported, and Wheat said it is known to be not friendly to officers who work in the area. Now, there's a little bit more to the story, but for this Fox News piece, they did not interview the owner, but on the television version of this that I saw from a local TV station, they did, and they didn't give him much time to explain himself. It was pretty much, you know, a very cop-friendly piece.
Yeah, so did you kick a cop out?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Okay, thanks very much. Bye.
And he talked about the tensions, and I imagine, and I'm speculating here, that given the opportunity to expound a little bit, he might have explained that he felt unsafe, because that's what he told the officer when he was asking him to leave. He said, my customers and I do not feel safe with you around. Now, why would someone make a statement like that to a police officer?
I assume because they don't feel safe.
But why would someone not feel safe around a police officer? They're there to protect and serve, aren't they?
Well, that's the line. But, it's some people are going to consider police officers to be members. As a matter of fact, they're going to be the strong men for an armed organization, a gang, if you will, that enforces its will on other people through threats and violence and coercion. Just like, for instance, if you ran a coffee shop and you didn't let Crips or Bloods or both into your and I'm just picking the names of gangs that come off the top of my head. I don't know much. Hell's Angels. Not much into gangs. But if you decided you didn't want to let people in flying those particular colors, they can come in when they're not wearing their Hell's Angel leather jacket. Just making my assumption.
Sure.
And they're not wearing
their
Crips and Bloods bandana stuff or whatever. They can come in then, but they wouldn't be able to come in flying gang colors, I believe is probably what these guys' problem is.
Right. And I just love how the spokesbureaucrat for the police department just passes this off as a fluke. And that is because of the ongoing tension between the police and some members of the community. Well, the tension's there because of the police. It's not because of the members of the community The reason why those people don't like the police is because of what the police have done to them. Well, what they've done to their friends.
See, this is where I part ways, you know, to some extent. Admittedly, they're members of that organization, but not every police officer acts that way.
True. Not every police officer is out there arresting people for plants, but most of them will. I would say the majority of them would, under most circumstances, make an arrest for somebody who had a plant in their pocket.
I think many police officers do that. However,
what cops won't pull people over and give them tickets?
That's pretty much what their job is.
Okay, so that's what I'm talking about, Mark. That upsets people. You know, when you're going about your business and then some man in a costume and carrying a gun on his hip waylays you, prevents you from getting to your meeting on time or wherever it was you were going, and then hands you some sort of threat that says if you don't pay him and his buddies a certain amount of money that they're going to hurt you even further, they're going to, you know, possibly put you in a jail cell. I think there's reason for the tension to exist, because you have men who are going around and aggressing against people who haven't done anyone any harm. So that's where this tension comes from. But the cops just go, oh, there's a tension and this is how things are. Well, you guys put the tension there by being intimidating and scary. You're not serving and protecting me. You're serving and protecting the system. You're serving and protecting your masters in politics.
And people would argue, though, that the people in politics have gotten there through the will of the majority of people. At least,
which is not true, of course.
Majority of voters, at the very least.
Which may not – a majority of voters isn't even a majority of the people, because most people don't – certainly in local elections, most people don't vote. Many people aren't even registered to vote. So let me just share a little bit more from the story here. One of the – I guess this is the spokes bureaucrat. Most officers would know this is not a coffee shop that's friendly to police. I think that's the spokesperson. It's obviously discrimination to police. He works that area and can't go in for a cup of coffee. It's not fair.
Well, you see this, and now I'm back on board, right? I do think it is as fair as you want it to be, because if I don't wish to serve a person who works for a particular organization, then I should not, you know, if I don't want to, then that's fine. If I don't want to serve somebody who wears a particular sort of clothing, then that's fine. If somebody comes into my business with a t-shirt that says KKK and has a noosed black man hanging from a scaffold, thanks.
I don't want your money.
I don't. Yeah, like whatever you've got going on there is not for me, dude.
But yeah,
see you later.
How respectful is it? And this is, I did confirm, this is the police spokesperson whining about how it's not fair that her officers aren't being served at this
cafe.
There's
plenty of coffee shops in Portland, Oregon,
yes,
where this guy can go and get his coffee. And I'm sure he stumbled into this one on accident. And I'm sure that it's it was a little surprising for him. I get that. But this one, this is a vegan anarchist coffee shop.
Red and black.
Shop, excuse me.
Red and black are the anarcho-communist colors.
Right. I mean, this is a worker-owned. I was at the website of this organization. It seems like a nice thing. I'm sure it's great and everything if you're, you know, into domestically, organically grown beets and, your patchouli oil and all that stuff. If that's your thing, that's your thing. If it's their business, they should be able to run it any way they want.
Now, the customer who approached the officer, Cornelia Signor, is a freelancer for the newspaper who blogged about the incident on her website. She says, as I spoke with the cafe owner, I never really got a direct answer as to why he personally felt unsafe with a police officer in his establishment. Bottom line, I think especially of the policeman I met at the Red and Black, Officer Crooker, a human being who should be treated with respect and honor. Like all human beings,
I tend to agree with that. This is the way to get people on board. The way to get people on board with your ideas is not excluding them. However, exclusion is a right of human beings. Otherwise, men and women wouldn't be able to date the people that they want to date. I mean, it's a very exclusive act. I have one wife. And I'll tell you what, she's not interested in me having two. So, I mean, it's extraordinarily exclusive. And that's what exclusivity is about. Who you decide to spend your time with, who you decide to spend your energy and your emotions on, that's what you should be able to do.
And I also agree with you, Mark, that yes, police officers are human beings, and they should be treated as such. However, when a human being is doing things that are inhumane to other human beings, I don't think it's inappropriate to ostracize that person and to let them know how you feel about what they do.
I think in that this case, that's an ineffective way of getting what you want across.
I happen to agree with you.
You hand him a cup of coffee, you take his money, you tell him, I love you, and please don't aggress against my friends and neighbors.
1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome. Bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, inviting you to bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features on the site are free, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video. And that means they're proving that they listen to the show in their media that they send us. And we put them up on the Shrine. It's available to you. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, take a look at it. And if you're a lady listener, you can get involved. The details are there at shrine.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. We started the show out tonight. Of course, you're welcome to take us anywhere. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. But started the show with a story out of FoxNews.com. Portland, Oregon, police officer James Crooker asked to leave a coffee shop in the city, the Red and Black Cafe, because the owner said that his customers and he did not feel safe with the officer in the store. Likely due to the fact that the officer, the police, the officer is a member of an organization that is really not that different in some ways from a criminal gang. They do some things that are valuable when they actually are helping people that are in need, but most of the time they're busy fundraising. Most of the time they're writing people tickets for nonsense, or they are busting people for having a plant in their pocket. And so I don't blame
that's
the
organization itself. That's what the leaders of the organization and decided that they should focus the police on. I think that the average police officer signed up to get the badge and the gun so that he could throw himself in front of bullets to save the average American.
I think that's probably a true statement about many cops.
What they were done, once they got on board, they were taught, you write the tickets, you hassle people for drugs, kind of thing.
If you don't do what they say, you won't keep your job. So it's a tough place to be as a police officer who just wants to help people. We know this. We've talked to them. And certainly if you're a law enforcement listening in tonight, you're welcome to comment. But I just thought this was an interesting story to come out in the wake of the Rand Paul situation. Remember a couple weeks ago when Rand Paul,
the senatorial candidate from the Republican senatorial candidate from Kentucky.
Right. The son of Ron Paul, who is being purported as a libertarian, but I don't think even is a pale shadow of his father as far as the level of principle that he has.
I think that's a rather rather mean estimation.
No need to get into detail on that. But Rand Paul came out and made a lot of news, big headlines across the country about how he opposed the. At first, he decided that he had opposed the Civil Rights
Act of 1964.
Then he flip-flopped and said that he was actually in favor of it later on after the political pressure became too hot for him and he's just a politician pandering to people. So he flip-flops. But the conversation was about discrimination. It was about, should somebody who is running a business that is open to the public be able to discriminate against people that come through their door? And, of course, our position on this show has always been, yeah, absolutely. And if there is a business owner who's a racist, or if there's a business owner who's a scumbag or a bigot or whatever, then the marketplace should be able to handle that. That I won't go to a business that is run by some scumbag, racist, bigot, trash. I will not go there, and I will tell my friends to not go there as well. But I'm just curious. The people out there that were defending Rand Paul and maybe taking the correct, position that discrimination should be allowed, how did you feel when you heard about the police officer being discriminated against? Did you feel
this
conflicted?
Is the other side of the issue? It's one thing to say that, it's okay to discriminate against black people coming to your business. It's another thing entirely for people on an emotional basis to say it's okay to discriminate against a police officer.
Well, especially if they have an emotional attachment to law enforcement and, the idea that it's a nation of laws and that there are heroes and all the cliches. So I'm just curious, how did you feel when you heard the story about a police officer being asked to leave a coffee shop, being told that the coffee shop owner and the customers did not feel comfortable, they did not feel safe with his presence and asking him to leave? How did you feel about that? 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Do you support the coffee shop owner's right to discriminate against a police officer? I think that if you love freedom, then you should. But I'm curious as to what you think at 800-259-9231. You can also bring up anything. So let's start with Loring, listening to WFLA in Clearwater, Florida. Loring, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys this evening?
What's on your mind tonight?
I agree with the coffee shop owner's right to ask the officer to leave. I imagine he didn't know what the theme was of that shop, and now he knows, and it's no big deal, and he can go somewhere else in the future.
I like what Mark said earlier at the very end of the first segment, though, that approaching it from a position of love would be more effective than anger or frustration. But most people start at anger when their friends have been aggressed against by the cops. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Well, the real reason I called in, I wanted to talk about, I have a potential census enumerator deterrent.
Oh, really?
Yes. I didn't respond to the census at all either time. One of the enumerators showed up at my place when I wasn't home, and they left a little blue note on my door addressed to resident.
They don't know who lives there.
Right, yeah, and that's certainly not my name. So I left it there just for grins, and I think inadvertently it has caused him not to come back. This was about 3 weeks ago, and I've been home just about every evening and hadn't heard anything since.
So you think that they just haven't come back, period, or they maybe came back once and saw that the note was still there and just decided, this guy's not even home?
I think this is an apartment complex, so I think that it's possible that they might think it's either vacant or, I'm on vacation or something like that. So.
That right seems on. Like it could quite possibly be the case.
Very good. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that was it, guys.
Thanks, Loring. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Of course, we talked about the census in the past, and would love to have your stories about if you've been refusing the census, because I've suggested that people in America, if they really, really, really are serious about wanting to stop the government from getting bigger, I mean, if you talk to Americans and you ask them, do you think the government's too big, too small, or just the right size? Most people are going to say too big. So
it's like 70% of the population will answer that way.
A significant majority of people agree that the government is way too big. And
there's very few that say, oh, yes, the government needs to be much bigger.
Right. So if people are serious about wanting to stop the growth of government, to roll it back, they're going to have to get serious about doing more than just voting once every 4 years, because clearly that hasn't done it. Right. Go ahead. Look at the results. Republicans get in, Democrats get in, Republicans get in, et cetera, et cetera. The
government
cycle
grows,
continues.
Gets bigger under each administration.
Yes.
Every time. It doesn't matter if there's all Democrats in. You can't even blame it on the other side. If it's the time that it grows the least is when, in fact, they're most evenly matched.
Mm-hmm.
That's so the fact is the government's the Republicans want to grow the government. The Democrats want to grow the government. And anybody who's telling you otherwise is a liar.
So if you want to stop the growth of government, then you'd have to do something more than just voting within the system that they set up to essentially keep themselves in power, because the third party sure as hell don't have a chance. The rules are written against them.
Right, because both those parties decided to write those rules and say, this is it. It's just us.
And the reason why regulations continue to grow, why they continue to be more and more piled upon people, is because people go along with it. Whatever the rules are, this sucks. They'll complain about it. They'll bitch about it on talk radio. They'll write letters to the editor about it, but they'll jump through the hoops.
Yeah.
They'll do what they're demanded of. And so I've always suggested that people test the waters a little bit with non-cooperation and civil disobedience. And I think the census is one of the easiest areas in which to do that, because they don't know who you are to begin with, resident. And if they hit you with a $100 fine if you don't pay that, there's no evidence they'll actually do anything about that. Now, and I'm no legal scholar and I'm not a lawyer, but I think that's a good place to start. And I've done it myself. You can look for Just Say No to the Census. On YouTube, you can find my interactions with them. More coming up. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate, good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so do enjoy those on us, including our news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com to get on the list. You can get on our email list and get them in your email box. You can do Twitter if you like that. Facebook also is another way that you can get the latest about Free Talk Live. Or do a combo of the ones that you like the most. Go and get signed up for free at news.freetalklive.com.
All over talk radio, you see ads, or you hear ads, I guess you should say, for gold, buying gold, get gold. The big one's coming. You need it as a hedge against inflation or as a barter currency in case it's really terrible, a financial situation or even an investment. The gold could go up to as many as $2,000-$3,000 an ounce. Well, I found the world of buying precious metals dizzying, so I set up something a little bit easier. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com, and you can buy gold or silver right there. I picked out some coins that are widely available, don't have any real numismatic value, and they're just the metals, and they make it easy for the average person to get precious metals in their hands if that's what they want to do. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue here taking your phone calls about what you want. And ladies come first. Teresa is on the line listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Teresa.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I have a comment about the coffee shop where they don't feel comfortable with the cops in there.
Yeah.
What happens if they get robbed? Will they feel comfortable then?
Well, that's a good question, and I don't know what the Portland's gun policy is, but I think that, you know, if
in
people
most,
were...
most places, most municipalities, there are laws against owning weapons to be able to protect yourself. The idea is somehow the government, the police officers, should be the monopoly privilege owners of, say, handguns and things like that. I mean, if these guys are truly anarchists, maybe what they believe is that if somebody comes in, they should put a hole in them. I'm just guessing, right?
Yeah, so
right.
I mean, if a cop was there in uniform, it'd be pretty unlikely that someone would rob the place. So it's more likely that a place would get robbed if they didn't perceive there to be a cop in there, in which case it's really only the customers that they can count on the customers and the crew that can be counted on to actually do anything to stop the robber, because the cops are going to get there after the fact, which is usually the case. I mean, when you call the cops, they show up when they can show up. I mean,
yeah, you don't call the cops until after the robber leaves, generally. So the cops mostly don't stop robberies.
Well, even if you call it in the middle of it, it doesn't take more than a minute. You know, the time goes, I'm sure, very slowly for you when you're in the midst of a situation like that, but in reality, a robbery does not take a long time to engage in. So when the police arrive, it's likely the bad guys are already gone. But nonetheless, I think that it's individuals who are the most effective at preventing crime. It's the existence of people who are willing to defend themselves, like you said, Mark, with firearms or whatever other weapons are necessary. Like here in New Hampshire, all switchblades have been legalized recently. So whatever weapons they need to defend themselves, it's individuals. It's the people. It's the lower and middle and upper class of folks that are the real deterrent against crime. And in the places where they're allowed to defend themselves, they're more effective. So places like New Hampshire or Vermont or Alaska, where there are very few gun restrictions, are also coincidentally, not so coincidentally, they're also some of the safest places in the country. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Anything else you want to share? Thank you, Teresa. Appreciate your call. 800-259-9231. Let's continue. Speaking of Alaska, Seth is there in Anchorage listening to Kudo. Hello, Seth.
Being here, I've been floating around Alaska for a few months. I have a very strange field. So, I was listening to your radio station. I listened a few minutes ago when you were talking about how government, you believe that government is getting too big. And I'm actually an independent. I actually voted for Cynthia McKinney in the last election. I didn't. And,
was that in the primary?
Green Party.
In the primary?
I generally vote Green Party. And, one of my big pet peeves is that our education system is so scrapped that people really have no idea what history is. The George Washington actually, there's studies, and, there's been, it's shown that he actually strongly warned against the U.S. ever becoming a two-party system for obvious reasons. And, and you look at other countries that have multiple parties, and I lived in Canada for a time, and their parties jump around like crazy, and so does the UK. And I don't believe that government is necessarily getting too big or too small. I think it's just used inefficiently.
I think that
isn't that the way it's always going to be? I mean, isn't government always going to be wielded by?
As long as you have a two-party system, it's going to be
used
that way.
No, it's always going to be that way. It doesn't matter if you have 12 parties. Government's still going to be wielded by other people that aren't you. And that's why I believe that the solution is freedom, not government.
The problem right now is that the Senate and the Congress have essentially exempted themselves from every single law that's on Main Street. They've essentially exempted themselves from.
Now, how would that be changed by a two-party in a multi-party system? I mean, wouldn't the Senate and the Congress say to themselves, "We still don't want to be have these laws applied to us. We still want to ride around in better cars and eat better food, have better health care, better health care."
It's quite amazing because essentially every rule I've heard this said that if you want good health care, may Congress actually follow the same rules of health care that they vote on.
Yeah, but Congress is the highest lawmaking body in the nation. How are you going to make them do anything?
You can't.
That's the problem.
Right. So what we're talking about here is really a utopian fantasy by somebody who is looking at the system and rightfully seeing that things are broken, but believing that there could be some way to fix it. And this is a system that is based on coercion. And anytime you bring coercion into human relationships, you get unintended consequences.
Right.
You get inefficiency because it's not their money and they'll do whatever the hell they want with it. And it doesn't matter how much you change. It doesn't matter if you rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic, my man. Government is an agency of coercive force, and it hurts people no matter who's in charge, and that's wrong.
Well, Well, right now, the biggest, you know, in my opinion, the biggest issue, I mean, you can say, I mean, BP is big and Arizona's big, but right now, essentially, the biggest issue is resolution of the banking, is a banking problem, because that is a cycle that comes up every 30 years. And I get a big laugh out of, you know, when I listen to Christopher Dodd talk about, you know, fixing the problem so it never happens again. Well, historically, this always happens. It happened at the end of the 19th century, then we had another crash in 29. And then 30 years later, we had another crash in the 70s and 80s with savings and loan. And then 30 years later, we had another crash in 2010. This is a cycle we keep doing.
The crash in the late 19th century was in Europe. The only way it affected the United States was essentially, the export business. In the United States, we were insulated from it. And the reason that we were insulated from it was because of a value-backed currency. At that time, a dollar was a measurement of silver. And it still is. A dollar is actually a Dutch term for a measurement of silver, almost an ounce.
Yeah. And
we were insulated from it. If you want to stop, wait just a second.
He's almost going to get to where you're getting.
If you want to, stop that business cycle, the way to do that is to have a value-backed currency.
Yes, that's very correct. And you know, the problem was essentially was the devaluing of the dollar to take it out of a physical form and put it into the mythical make-believe form, which is essentially based on interest, which mathematically causes crashes because it's based on debt.
It's based on debt. And certainly, interest is.
It's a debt-based currency, and I think that's what the problem that I think a lot of the U.S. doesn't understand is the way money actually works.
They certainly don't, and the government schools have no interest in informing them. I thank you for the call.
Wait, before he goes, I got one question.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, you think that Cynthia McKinney was going to fix that?
No, I just think she was better than Obama or McCain. When I listen to her talk, that I'm so tired of going. It's essentially gone Republican and Democrat. Republican. Well, we've never had an independent president ever. It's
not going to happen, and it's not like it's would make a real difference.
Third parties are not meant to be presidents. They're meant to that's why. Third party election, when you vote an independent, it's not because you expect them to be president, it's because you expect them to actually stand up for a cause, which is something that I didn't think either president was going to do.
Seth, I want to thank you for your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want, 800-259-9231, the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREETRIAL. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Those other shows want to charge you for their websites. We give ours away for free. And if you enjoy Free Talk Live and you want to support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so why not do it at amazon.freetalklive.com? You know them, the world's largest internet retailer, dozens of categories in which you can shop, even used items. If you need to save a few extra bucks, plus you get free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of their brand new items, which really makes it even easier to shop at amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you've looked through the selections of children's books out there, and I'm not talking about teenager books here, I'm talking about young children books, like 2 to 6, the kind that you read to them, they seem to have a lot of messages that are, I don't know, socialist. And the author here, Joe Specht, has written a book called An Island Called Liberty, and it is one of the favorite books of my son. As a matter of fact, he came up to me today holding it in his hand, and he said for the first time, Libby, Libby. And he wanted to sit on the couch and have me read this book to him again. I must have read this book 75 times. And it's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of your child's favorites, too. You go to freemarketunderdog.com. You can see some samples there. Order today. Get a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL, An Island Called Liberty, at freemarketunderdog.com. It's a great book.
All right, so let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Dennis is listening to WBHP in Huntsville, Alabama. Hello, Dennis.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air. Yeah, what's on your mind?
Okay, yeah, I was just saying that today, the earlier program, this guy, well, he got pretty upset over this thing that, the way I understand, I mean, he was so upset, I was having trouble keeping up with him, but it sounded like he was saying the Supreme Court had made a rule that cops no longer have to use radar devices to give people tickets, and I think that can get out of control real quick. I know back when I was with my fiance, I was out in the truck, my stepfather was second in command, and I went through this area, and I got wound up getting pulled over and told I was speeding when I know that I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even have radar or anything on that one. The state troopers up there in Tennessee when I lived there, Nashville then. So I had to go to court on that. And, of course, I beat the ticket. Anyway.
You did? I'm surprised about that. How long ago was this?
Well, that was in the 60s.
Okay, that's probably why.
I'm just wondering, how did cops at one point, before there were radar guns, how did they get somebody for speeding? Because I know they did.
They could pay you.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what's going on today. See, where they can just look and just say, make it up. Okay, you were speeding, man, you know, and then you get a ticket out of this thing. The way I beat that ticket was I had visited some kinfolk up in Michigan. I had a brand newly minted Michigan driver's license. So I just told the judge that, I'd never been in that area before, so I didn't know it. So I said if they had any radar or anything, although I didn't see anything, it had to be somewhere hidden in there where it shouldn't have been. No, like a speed limit sign, or whatever, unmarked zone or something. So the judge said, yeah, I know that area. So he just tore that ticket up right in front of them cops, man, you know. And so the case dismissed.
Man,
now,
if only things were as adversarial between the different branches of government today.
Yeah, that's what they sell it as, like somehow that. Because now it's just a big money mill to wring the dollars out of your pocket.
Right. So basically, the cops have been doing this. I mean, the cops could do this before it's been legalized. And if it's been legalized now, I don't have all the details. And like you said, it was a caller from before. But if it has really been legalized for the cops to do that, it's just legalizing what they've already been doing, right? Because in order for it to get to the Supreme Court, someone would have had to have challenged it and would have had to have moved up the line. So that means the cops had been doing it for a while. And someone finally challenged it, and the Supreme Court said, Yeah, they can do that. So basically, the cops can do this, and they have been doing it, and the courts will back them up because, well, it's more money for their system. They have the incentive to believe the cop over you, and when it's their word against yours, there's only one way it typically goes. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I just want to say that for a couple of months after that incident, they followed me everywhere I went. And I know when Faye was out with me, she asked me one night, she said, how come every time we get out together, there's a cop back there, man? Mm-hmm. I said, well, he's just a friend of mine, and he's running bodyguard, you know, to make sure nobody hurts us or anything. So bless her heart, she believed it.
Thanks for the call and the story. I appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. Yep, that's my buddy back there. How many people feel like they've got a friend following them when a police car pulls behind them?
Not all of them.
Hey, Dennis, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Josh listening in Tallahassee. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey,
Josh,
how are you today?
Hey, you're listening to WFLA-FM. What's on your mind, Josh?
Well, the problem with everything is the judges, right? And you can't get a lawyer that is good at heart to become a lawyer in the first place. So you have all these guys that are out there wanting to force people to do their little own thing, becoming judges and lawyers. That's the problem.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Rephrase that. I'm a little confused.
Oh. The reason why the judiciary is so messed up is because in order to become a judge, you have to have some sort of legal experience, or they want you to now.
Ah, I see
and
what you're saying.
Nobody good really wants to become a lawyer to coerce people into doing what they want them to do anyway.
Well, you know, that's
it's
an interesting
like
point.
It's to be a lawyer.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I mean, there are some lawyers who are very liberty oriented.
Yeah,
I know
I'd
them
also,
personally.
I'd also say that, the good lawyers, and I'm not saying that all lawyers are good and that all lawyers that are practicing in private are good, but the good lawyers have no incentive to become a judge because they're making 50
a bunch
times
of
what a judge makes. A judge makes,
right.
I don't know, depending on where you are, 80 to 180,000 a year or something like that.
But even if you could change out the judges, you still, like you're saying, Mark, it doesn't attract the best lawyers. Plus, it also attracts, as a position of power, will naturally attract people in search of power.
Exactly.
And corruptible.
The power. They want to be able to force people into what they want them to do. They could change everything just by their rules saying, I'm going to force you to do this. Ha.
Yep, they've got men with guns who will follow their every beck and call standing at their side, and whatever it is that they want is done. If they decide they don't like you, they'll hit you with a contempt of court charge and lock you in jail indefinitely.
Right, you could show the bailiffs that the judge did something wrong, and they won't do anything about it.
Sorry, go ahead, Josh.
Right, we're secure in our persons and our effects and our property until a cop comes along and says, because this guy said I could, I can't.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
that's not how it's supposed to be at all. I don't understand how people let it go. I carry a pocket constitution around with me everywhere I go. If it goes any further than let me see your ID, I have it out waiting for him. I know my rights.
That's good, and I wish more people did know their rights. But to your
and
question
they
of how
can't force you to do anything, and it's the issue of force. So that's the reason you can't.
Yes.
I don't want to force anybody to do anything, but I will force somebody not to force somebody else on something.
Well, to your question of how it could have gotten like this, it's through the apathy of people, you know, believing cliches like you can't fight
right.
City Hall, and that it's a nation of laws, and that we have to obey every single law that these absurd politicians create.
Right.
It's a very kind of obedient mentality. So it's a long answer to basically saying that the governments took over the schools in the government people took over the schools
right.
in the 1800s. So they started indoctrinating generation after generation of Americans with this pro government mentality that the government can do no wrong. We've got the best system in the world, and all of the
right.
state worshiping cliches out there. Plus,
well, foregoing the liberty aspect of American life.
Absolutely. But even if the education had been better, you still have the problem that the system itself is inherently faulty and broken, in that the government is a one-size-fits-all solution, and justice is a pretty important service. Justice,
right.
is really critical, especially if you've been wronged. You want to make sure you get the right guy and that you're made whole. But today, it's very rare that a victim will get restitution for the acts of the perpetrator. It's more likely that the perpetrator, if they're actually caught and they catch the right guy, will end
right.
up spending time in a jail cell, which does nothing to make the
no
original
doubt.
Victim whole. And so in the absence of any sort of...
And somebody that's smoking a Chiba at their own home gets their house searched,
mm-hmm.
possessions taken away, thrown in jail, and never get to see none of it back.
So the system is so broken in so many ways, and it really just boils down to the fact that it's a coercive monopoly providing the protection, that's the police, and providing the justice, and that's the courts. If we didn't have a monopoly in those areas, and most people understand that monopolies are bad, but for some reason they accept that the government monopolies are okay, even while at the same time bitching and moaning about how awful they are in so many ways, it's because of that government indoctrination camp that they went to that they believe that this is the way it needs to be. If we could bring competition in the free market, have some sort of a free market in justice and in protection.
Well, the way it used to be, when you made something and people bought it, and if somebody got hurt using their product, they turned around and got their compensation. Now
mm-hmm.
you have to go through permit process to make sure. The thing with BP, it is the government's responsibility, 100%. The government's the one that issued the permit that they can do it.
And granted them the land, or the water and the land beneath it.
Right.
The government
right.
acted as though it owns the Gulf of Mexico.
Hey, thanks for the call, Josh. Appreciate hearing from you. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Basically, the answer is coercion has some real nasty unintended consequences, and one of them is that you get a real crappy justice system that hurts people that don't deserve it. Hour two is coming up. You can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.